sitting at your feet. I love hearing every word you say. I love knowing all your desires. I'm so pleasure to obey. Your favor's like a sunrise driving all my nights away. I love sitting at your feet, Holy Spirit. I love sitting at your feet, Holy Spirit, every single day. I love sitting at your feet. There's nobody like you. There is nobody like you. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit. There is nobody, there's nobody like you. I will do things your way. I will do things your way. When you speak, Holy Spirit, I'll swiftly obey. Oh, I will do things way. I will do things your way. I will do things your way. When you speak, Holy Spirit, I'll swiftly obey. Oh, I will do things your way. Anything you want. Anything you ask, whatever you desire, Lord, just name the task. Oh, that's what I will do. Oh, that's what I will do, precious Holy Spirit. I'm in love with you, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love with you. The Gift of Wisdom for Champions. It's a fabulous, fabulous calendar. It's book 67. It's my gift. Book 67. If you notice the book number, if you have a staff, I'll give you an extra five or so. If you're a pastor, you have 25 or 50 members you'd like to bless. This is book 67, The Gift of Wisdom for Champions. As long as they last, it's 68 pages. Book 67. There's another one called The Gift of Wisdom for Achievers, people who have goals and dreams. It's book 68. Either one of these books, it's my gift to you or your family. And if you'd like five copies for your family, I'll send you five copies to give as gifts. I really celebrate people who give. I even give you gifts to give to your love five. Book 68, The Gift of Wisdom for Achievers. Book 67, The Gift of Wisdom for Champions. Both of them, if you're a pastor, and you like 100 or 200 of them, as long as they last, I will send them to you. If you run 300 or 400 in your church, just tell me. When I run out, I run out. But if you would like that, if you're a preacher and you love to sow and give gifts to your church, a lot of preachers don't, but if you're one of those that want to bless your church, The Gift of Wisdom for Champions, it's book 67. The Gift of Wisdom for Achievers, book 68, As Long as They Last. It's my seed to bless your life and to bless your ministry. Money matters. Money is powerful. Money decides if you survive or fail. Money decides your experiences you can have. Hundreds of Christians have told me they long to go to Israel and to see Jerusalem and to see where Jesus was crucified. Why don't you go? I say, we don't have the money. It costs a lot to go. Cost a lot for the hotel rooms there, doesn't it? I said, yes. Cost a lot to hire a guide. I said, yes, it does. And yet, at 77 years old, walking to a pulpit over 30,000 times, printing a million books and putting them in everybody's hand for free, 20 million plus. Over and over I would hear, over and over people would say, I don't have the money. I would say 7 out of 10 letters that are written to me are money problems. That's why I talk about it so much. To try to get a covenant with God. We believe in His power to heal. Does He want to heal us? We believe God good bless us financially. Does He want to? Jerry Grillo is a significant teacher on the subject of favor. And he picked me up at the airport with his father many years ago. He sat in the back seat. His father was driving, so I didn't really know which one was Jerry Grillo, but I went to preach for him. He was living in a little apartment. He was pastoring a church. His wife led the songs. And that night, I was fixing to go to Israel. I turned, I said, Bishop Jerry, have you ever been to Jerusalem? No. And he makes that sign. Money costs too money. I said, well, I'll pay your way if your church will pay your wife's way. And a lady jumped up and said, I want to give some offering to help him and his wife go to Israel. So I sent he and his wife to Israel. A very effective teacher on favor. A very joyful man living in a little apartment. Loved God with all of his heart. So I paid his way to Israel, and the church stood up and says, we'll help send him. We'll help send him. And of course, they gave him a bunch of spending money besides. What's the picture there? A lot of good people don't have money. A lot of righteous, godly people and leaders don't have money. Why not? when I wanted to go to Bible school. My dad couldn't afford it. Why? Because it was $4 a day. $500 for a semester. And my dad couldn't do it. I told the church. A lady came up and gave me some money, $5, $10. I don't remember all how it happened, but I preached those 3 months before I went. And as I preached, I told the people I was wanting to go to Bible school, but I didn't have the money. Wait. I had a scholarship from the Rotary Club that I played the piano for in Lake Charles, Louisiana, every week. And they gave me a scholarship to McNeese State University by my home. But I didn't want to go to a state university. I wanted to go to Bible school. What are your needs? Who have you told about them? Who have you shared about? It's very important that you have a picture of your goals, what you need. And it's important that you be humble enough to tell the people around you, I really have a need. If God speaks to you to be a part of it, I would love that. Here's my address. Here's my phone number. Is there anything wrong with asking for money? Well, let's ask Elijah. The brook dried up, the raven didn't show up, and God sends him 85 miles away, 86 or so, to a little town called Zarephath. He didn't bring her any food because he didn't have any. He didn't bring her any groceries because he didn't eat for several days. What's a preacher with a money problem doing asking a poor widow to feed him? There's no common sense in that, except it's in the Bible. So let's look at that. Notice the widow didn't ask him for help. It was a preacher with his hand out. Hey, you got some money? I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. She said, me too. We're about to die. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong widow. No. Matthew 7:7 doesn't become any clearer. Ask, it'll be given to you. Seek. Knock. Reach. Ask. Asking takes a lot of humility. But I wanted to go to Bible school. So when I preached in Verdigris, Oklahoma, Choteau, Ardmore, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Sulphur, Louisiana, Westwego, Louisiana, I would tell the people, I'm really wanting to go to Bible school. If you can help me, I really appreciate it. There's a protocol to asking, and I would like to share this because I study money like the palm of my hand. Not getting it, what to do with it. What I do with $10 decides if I get $20. What I do with $100 decides if I ever have $1,000. What I do with my money decides if it multiplies or if it goes away, sinks. I'm not good at spending money. I spend money too freely. If I see something I want it. I'm not much of a negotiator. I didn't negotiate one penny when I bought the Wisdom Center. And the lawyers for the Wisdom Center preacher, I'd known for years, said, hey, you can get that a lot cheaper than what he's asking. You can negotiate that. He's had that up for sale for a long time. He can't sell it. He can't sell the Wisdom Center. He'll negotiate with you. And I said, oh, I can't negotiate with a preacher. He knows what he wants. He knows what he's invested in that ministry. I can't fight a preacher over buying his church. I can't do that. Let me say this. I have a conscience. It's a rare experience on the earth for somebody to have a conscience. And I'm very aware of that. I'm very aware that almost nobody has a conscience. I know that like the palm of my hand at 77 years old. I know when people don't have a conscience. You're unthankful people have no conscience. They think that you owe them everything you give them. Oh, you owed me. Like one girl, I could tell you story after story. I won't. Is money important? I think so. Is it important enough to preach about and teach about? I think so. Can you live without money? I don't think so. Should you study money? I think so. Who from? People that's got it. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, John Kluge, Napoleon Hill, Claude Bristol. Yeah, Elon Musk, the richest man who ever lived in our day, about $339 billion. Remember that 1 billion is 1,000 millions. 1 billion is 1,000 millions. What helps you in your finances? To have a goal? What do you need? What do you desire? Do you need a car? I wouldn't buy a new one. I've done that foolishly before. People who buy new cars are either fools or have never owned one. Everybody wants to own a new car. It's an absurdity once you get a little money and you realize that a new car is foolish. The van I'd ride in every day cost me $4,500 and I negotiated for it. The van Mike Murdoch drives in every day costs $4,500. I've had it for years and years and years. You need to learn how to spend money. Need to learn what to do with the money God will let you have. What are the keys to the financial world? One is that you have an enemy. And in out of all the books in the Bible, God devoted one book, not to angels. God devoted one entire book about the financial enemy that shows up in your life in the book of Job. Job, the Bible says, was a perfect man. He was a generous man, a giving man, and he lost it all. He had an enemy. Don't ever, ever, ever forget that you have a financial enemy, something that a sinner doesn't have. Sinners don't have a financial enemy. That's why they're sinners that are billionaires, millionaires. They don't have any financial enemy. Because God is for the productive person, the diligent person. God will bless a sinner financially through the laws they follow. The gospel has two parts, the person of Jesus and his principles. The person of Jesus creates your peace. The principles of Jesus create your prosperity. I pondered often, how could my father not put me through Bible school when he prayed 4 hours plus every day? How could my father not buy me any clothes to go to Bible school when he prayed 4 hours a day and built seven churches? My father had no money. The churches he built, he was given used lumber from buildings. If he tore down the building, he could have the lumber. And that's how my dad built his churches. At 80 years old, my father said, son, if someone had taught prosperity the way God taught you, my whole ministry would have been different. I'll ask you some simple questions. Do you have goals? Do you have goals for your family to send them to Bible school or send them to college? You're going to need money. Have you checked the cost of medical? I have three medical insurance companies, and I called a place to do an MRI on my brain. My head turned out to be a tragedy. When I got there to do the MRI, they had told me it would be $500 cash, $550 if I recall. I peeled out $550 and they said, oh, no, they told you wrong. It's $3,800. Here's my medical. We don't take any medical. And so I peeled out $3,500. To get an MRI. They made a mistake and did a lot of damage. And that's another story. You're going to have money. Accept that. Accept that. I believe in researching where you spend your money. I bought a stack of t-shirts from Hobby Lobby. $2.50. I went to Joseph F. Banks, but they wanted $90. They wanted $90 for a t-shirt. So I bought them for $2.50 from Hobby Lobby. Never be playful with your money. Never be playful with your Give carefully, thoughtfully, purposefully. Be very sensitive to hear the whispers of the Lord. Who are you willing to learn from? I've got a fabulous book called Had to have a blood test this morning. I'm sorry. I just noticed I still have my. Who are you willing to learn from? I want to say I'm called to learners, as you already know. I'm not called to the playful on the earth that live off parasites, living off their parents all their life. I'm not called to them. Called to people who love truth, who love the laws of God. What are some of the financial laws? Number one, focus. You've got to focus on understanding money. Number two, you got to be a listener and a learner. You got to be a reader if you want money. I spent hours over and over reading Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Or Roberts talked about him a lot. The book, The Magic of Thinking Big, I sit there reading Business at the Speed of Thought by a billionaire named Bill Gates. And I read every word he said. He had one sentence that changed my whole ministry. Changed everything I did in the technology world. I didn't even know how to turn on a computer. I knew nothing about computers. I was reading the book of St. John. I was reading the book of Acts. I was telling the Bible teachings when I was 58 years old. And I read a sentence by Bill Gates. I didn't like what he said. He said he loved thinking about an office without any paper in it. He called it a paperless office. And I looked at it and I said, oh, Lord, I love paper. I love books. But I don't have $79 billion. So maybe I need to find out something. I need to find out something about technology, because the richest man in America said that was his dream. I didn't know what F-I-L-E, file. What does that mean on the screen? Oh, I have to buy a screen. Oh, it's a, what? I was 58 years old. Did I know Jesus? Oh, yeah. Did I know the Holy Spirit? Like the palm of my hand. But I didn't know technology. There's people that's never been to church that are billionaires. There's people that don't even believe the Bible, but they've got money. How did that happen? And as you watch the ladies walk out of the prayer room, almost all of the ladies are poor and broke and don't have any money, but they spent every day in prayer. Whoa, something's wrong here. So let's go back to Proverbs and explain why all the people are homeless. I stopped and gave them $100 bills. Pulled out one of my books and told the man I gave $100. I said, sir, I'm a preacher. I write books. This is one of my books. Ah, I don't read. I'm not a reader. Give that to other people. And that's what the homeless man told me. I watched him walk away as sarcastically he told me to give it to somebody who was interested in learning. Oh, okay. That's one answer. Solomon, the richest man who ever lived on the earth, said, poverty and shame comes to him who refuses instruction. Malachi, God says, all of y'all cursed because you robbed from me. Wait. What an idiotic statement. Who can rob from the God who created the whole universe, who can strike you dead? Who can rob from God? And they said, where have we robbed you? He said, I just ask you for the tithe. I ask you for 10 cents from each dollar that I give you, and you won't even give me 2 nickels. Run from your life, from a non-tither. Get out of anybody's life that won't even give God 2 nickels in thanksgiving for life. Woo! Woo! Can you imagine? Can you imagine the deep crookedness in a non-tither? You can't even imagine how crooked a non-tither is. You can't even imagine that. When all God asked for was 2 nickels. That's what the word tithe means, 10. Oh. Oh. I would run from my life from a non-learner. From a non-learner. I offer all these books I just mentioned as gifts. When I opened the Wisdom Center, I fed 1,000 families. 1,000 families' cars lined up. I sent $500,000 of my funds to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to one church. I sent $600,000 to an orphanage in South Africa. If I told you my experiences, in 19 years that I sent $500,000, that's a half a million. I got one letter of thankfulness. And that's because I got mad and told them that in 19 years, they had never sent me a thank you note, which they didn't. 19 years. And so they sent me a thank you. They sent me a letter, a bunch of pictures of all the kids that they had fed with my $500,000. Study the people who have money. Learn from them. Learn from them. I hired 5 millionaires to teach for 3 days at the Wisdom Center. Half the staff didn't even show up. If I told you how few people showed up and I hired 5 millionaires who didn't need a penny, would y'all come teach us everything you know? People are poor because they don't want to learn. People are poor because they don't want to listen. People are poor because they don't admire. There's about 26 reasons people are poor. The number one is Proverbs 1:5. A wise man will listen. That's why I honor you so much today for being a listener. I'm not called a non-learner. I'm not called to the arrogance. Only the arrogant refuse to admire successful people. I say this, Cameroon is here. Kenya is here, Nigeria. Apostle Sonia, Mayor Moore, thank you, thank you, thank you. Elijah Edson, thank you for calling me a world changer. Elijah, I call like that phrase, my garden, the peaceful hours. Michael Kane is a covenant partner with me. Clark. Paul Wright. Kyra. Brian. Greg Thomas. Robert. Steve. Marie. Vernon Carver's here. Marie. Steve Bennett, Robert Walden. A young man that I met a few weeks ago, I was so impressed. And I told my wife, Christina, I said, I'm going to have to bless him in some way because I see Jesus all over him. I'm going to have to bless him some. This morning, God told me to bless him. I wrote him a note, called him inside. Or actually, I sent Christine out to bless him. And I said, this is the amount the Spirit has whispered to me. Afterwards, I thought, oh, that was too much money. But the Holy Spirit said, but that's what I told you. Father, 8 is the number of new beginnings. I ask you for 8 people who need a radical financial change in their life. Father, I'm going to tell them my testimony on the $500 seed. Anybody in the world can give $500. Anybody in the world's got $500. But Father, I ask you to speak to eight people to sow a $500 seed. I want to put their name in my notebook. I want to remember these eight people until Jesus comes. I've had people say to me, we'll show you on the screen how to sew. But I want to tell you a little story. You can receive it or not. Jimmy Swaggart was holding a partner banquet in Los Angeles, California. I preached out there a lot, so I was there. And at the end of the banquet, he asked everybody that could to sow a $500 seed. Now, to a TV preacher, $500 seed is wonderful because it pays for 500,000 homes to hear me preach. You give me $500, I can pay for TV time where 500,000 families can hear me teach. 500 is big to Mike Murdoch. I can pay for 500,000 homes. And I went up to him, I said, Jimmy, I'd give anything if I had $500. But Jimmy, I don't have any extra money. I don't even have a savings account. It's taken everything I have. But I made some record albums. And I have 500 albums in my garage at home, where is my office. If you can use those 500 albums, I will send all of them. That's all I have. But I want so bad to sow a $500 seed, I will give you all my albums. Well, I appreciate that. Michael, that's what he always called me. I appreciate that, Michael. So I sent him my 500 record albums. He put a picture of it in his little newsletter called The Evangelist. The Evangelist. Oh, suddenly I got calls, letters. Would you come preach at my church? Would you come hold us a revival? My $500 seed. Never crossed my mind. Never crossed. A harvest never crossed my mind. All I knew is that I wanted to sow the $500 seed. And I sowed it. Didn't have cash. But what I had. There'll never be a day in your life that you have nothing to sow. There will never be a day in your life that you have nothing to sow. I'm standing here today before you on Miracle Monday. The day came, I had so many places to preach, I could only accept 2 out of 100 invitations. 6 years ago, I could only take 2 out of 100 places to preach. I sowed what I had. You don't have 50, $500, sow 50. You don't have 50, sow $5. Don't have $5, sow 50 cents. When I open my hand, God opens his window. Father, you showed me today to tell the people about my $500 miracle that opened up churches all over the world for me. I never dreamed that my giving away my last 500 record albums out of my garage at 11514 Eagle View Lane, that you would talk favor for me. That's all I'm asking you for, is triple favor from this $500 seed. There are eight people who have the $500, and they know who they are. I'm not a beggar. I'm not a beggar. But I am a teacher of my discoveries. In Jesus' name. I'm asking eight people. Eight's the number of new beginnings. I'm asking God for only one harvest for you, and it's triple favor. That's all I'm asking. If you don't think the favor of God is worth $500, that's your problem. It's not mine. Sure, it's not mine. My seed creates my harvest. Your seed creates your harvest. This is an electrifying day. Eight people who know the whispers of the Holy Spirit are being told by a preacher, 77 years old, to set aside a $500 seed to help spread the gospel on TV and my radio teaching in Jerusalem. And you know who you are. One man said, $500 is a lot of money. I said, then your goals must be real small. If you think $500 is a world of money, you don't have, if that's all it takes to bless you, you're going to be very easy to bless. If all your dreams are for $500. A man said, what got you to sowing large seed? I said, because the seed was not enough for me. I wanted a harvest from it. $500 is not anything compared to the needs you have in your life. You know that. Let's don't ever act like $500 is huge. When you got a house note, when you've got insurance. I just paid $300,000 to repair my roof. $300,000. No, $500 is a seed. All I'm led to pray for is for triple favor to come to your life between now and Christmas Day. Write that down if you would. Apostle Sonia, Pastor Harold, Joseph Wesley, Bowery, Billy Ray, Manny, Felicia, Valerie, if I told my life story, nobody would believe it. My seeds have opened the doors. What I make happen for others, God will make happen for me. If you never, never sow another seed, on this Miracle Monday, there's eight people that the Holy Spirit whispers and says, you're one of the eight. Father, I sanctify the $500 seed today. It's holy. It's powerful. It has a voice in the heavens. And for some reason, all I ask you for as a harvest is to triple the favor of all of the eight people calling the seed number today. Amen. You may sow through our website, thewisdomcenterchurch.com. We'll show it on the screen. You can sow it through Western Union. I'll have to have details to that to go. 844-789-SEED. And for some reason, I want you to call the seed number instead of the book number for your seed. There's a seed sower on my staff who's a remarkable intercessor. Her name is Janice green. She's on up in years. If you call the seed number 844-789-SEED, ask for her if you can. Somebody else may answer. But I'd like for Janice to pray over your seed. Janice is a tither. Janice has never asked me for a nickel in the many, many years she has worked with me. She mainly is an intercessor. She's a master teacher. She's on my staff. If you ever heard her teach, you'd never forget her. Her name is Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Green. When you call the seed number, ask for Janice. There's others there. But if you're sowing the $500 seed, I want Janice praying over your seed. She's one of the greatest sowers I've ever had on my staff. 844-789-SEED. She's not at the book number. She's at this number, the seed number, because she's the one I want to pray. Valerie, when I saw you here, you and Bill are some of the most generous people I've known in my lifetime, but I was hoping you would grab the $500 golden opportunity. I was hoping you'd be one of the eight. Valerie, I was hoping you'd be one of the eight because by December 25th, the favor will triple. I think you'll sell a house by December the 25th. When you need an emergency, you sow the seed that the Holy Spirit whispers. Zachary Shaw, Zachary. It's not a mistake. What I'm sharing with you is not a mistake. It's straight from heaven. It's straight from heaven. Mayor Harold Moore, you're so generous, but I was hoping you'd be one of the eight. Hell, write this down. It's 146. No, 12. 1246. I forget our time's off, huh? It's 1246. Harold Moore, a rare, rare man of the gospel. Pastors a very successful church in Georgia and is a third term mayor of his city. You don't meet men like this very often. I was hoping you would be one of the eight people. I was hoping. Prophet Joshua Holmes, a young prophet that's brought me unending joy in my life. If you ever get a chance to hear him speak, Prophet Joshua Holmes, please don't miss him. He's one of the greatest experiences in my 77 years on the earth. Susan Lord. Father, I command triple favor by December the 25th to the eight people. There may be more, but I see eight because it's the number of the new beginning. It's a powerful number. Janice, if you're watching me, I need the eight names to put in my Bible. I need the eight names, Janice. I need the eight names of eight people who sow the $500 today or call and tell you they'll be sending it. Some people may have to shift some funds around and move your bank account. I understand that. I've done that a lot. But if you want to be one of the eight sowing a $500 seed, I remind you that when I didn't have $100 to give to Jimmy Swaggart in Los Angeles, California, I gave albums. I've given away watches. I've given away my cars. Because when I open my hand, God opens his windows. Michael Caine. That's not a mistake, Michael. You're a seed sower. You're a master seed sower. Write down Michael Caine. I want to bless Michael. I've been wanting to talk to him. Would you write his name for me? Because I hope he meets Mayor Harold Moore someday. I like to link great people together. I love sitting at your feet. I love hearing what you say. Triple favor. Triple favor. My $500 seed today has triple favor between now and December the 25th. My $500 seed that I sow today, I call in three times the favor from my Heavenly Father. We'll show you on the screen. Then we'll re-air this hour, every hour on the hour, till tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I remind you, book 68, if you need 100 of them to give out to your church, tell me. The Gift of Wisdom for Champions, book 67, it's a calendar. If you need 200 for your church, let me sow the 200 books to bless you. Jesus' name. Are you able to put this on the screen? This teaching today. Don't ever trivialize the financial covenant. Did Jesus lie about the hundredfold in Mark 10? I don't think so. Did he lie in Psalms 112, 1 and 3, when he said, if I delighted myself in the word, wealth and riches would come to my house? Did God lie in Psalms 112, verse 1, 2, and 3? Did Jehovah lie in Malachi 3 when he says, prove me herewith, prove it, and see if I won't open the windows, and I'll become an adversary to your enemy? And that's the joyful part of the tithe. Is he's the retaliator to every person who raises their voice against you. You don't ever be a retaliator. God's more skilled, believe me. Triple favor. Harold Moore, please write that down, Brother Harold. By December the 25th, there's four or five wealthy people that's going to show you favor. Your favor is going to triple. Why? Because that's the covenant with our God. Thank you. Thank you. Father, let the eight, within eight days, let the $500 seed return swiftly and in a stunning way. And let them journal this day on Monday. Amen. Thank you for being a receiver of divine wisdom today. We'll re-air this every hour till tomorrow. And I'll see you, the Lord willing, tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday at 12 o'clock. I love you.